Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 28th of August 1971. The title is The Most Elevated of the Throne and Crown. The Most Elevated of the Throne and Crown. Today, this group has come to have a double putti. Which is the double putti? Do you understand the meaning of a double putti? Madhuban is a putti anyway, but even within the Madhuban putti, to which special putti have you come to in order to burn away your sanskars that still remain? So, the force of a double putti increases, does it not? Because you receive a course. One is general and the other is personal. Because you have the double course, the double force increases. So, just as double force increases, in the same way, constantly continue to move along, considering yourself to be those who have a double crown. So, this double course should constantly remain in force. What is the double crown? Are you those with the double crown now, or will you become that in the future? Which double crown do you have at present? One is of light, that is, it is a sign of purity, and the other is that of all the attainments of the confluence age, and through this power you are able to fulfill all responsibilities. So, you have the crown of light and the crown of might, that of purity and also power. You are those who constantly wear this double crown. So, will you not be able to have double force all the time? There is a need for both of them. When you have both these powers at all times, you will constantly be seen as an embodiment of power. In order to attain success in service, both these crowns are also necessary. Then, to the extent that each of you has adopted them number-wise, accordingly, you will continue to receive success in becoming the embodiment and also in your effort. So, you need the double crown and also the double throne. What is the double throne? Each gave his own response. One is to be seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada. The most elevated throne is to be seated on the heart throne of Bap Dada. As well as that, in order to be able to sit on this throne, you need to have the throne of an unshakable and immovable stage. If you are not able to stabilize yourself in this stage, then you will not be able to stabilize yourself on the heart throne of Bap Dada. This is why this throne of the unshakable and immovable stage is absolutely essential. You fluctuate on this throne again and again. This is why, because you are not able to be seated on your immortal throne, you are not able to stabilize yourself on this throne of the constant stage. If you become the immortal stage and stabilize yourself on the throne of the forehead, you will be able to sit on the throne of the constant stage and also on Bap Dada's heart throne. So, you have the double crown and are also seated on the double throne. And the knowledge that you receive is mainly of two subjects. What are they? You receive knowledge of two main things. You can call it alpha and beta, or the Creator and the creation. The entire knowledge is included in that of the creation, and the entire knowledge is also included in the Creator. If the creators are knowledgeable in both these main aspects, then they can also become powerful. If some do not have the full knowledge of the creation, if they are weak, then their stage fluctuates. You have to understand the entire knowledge of the Creator. Just to listen to the knowledge does not mean to know it. To know means to accept it and move according to it. Such ones are called knowledgeful. Those who know, accept, and also move according to that. That is, those who know, accept, and also move according to that. If they do not accept and move according to that, then they can neither be called knowledgeful nor the embodiment of knowledge. To accept and move according to that means to become the embodiment. Because there is a lack of knowledge about either the Creator or the creation, there is a weakness in effort. This is why you must pay attention to these two aspects of the entire knowledge as you continue to move along. Acha, that is in terms of knowledge. In the same way, you must perform a double task. What is the double task? Today, Baba is telling you about twos. Tell Baba about your two tasks. Do you perform a double task throughout the day? The main task is that of destruction and establishment. You have to destroy some things and create some things. You create all types of things. You are creating your kingdom through service. Secondly, you have to create the creation of pure thoughts in a subtle way. You also understand the method of destroying wasteful thoughts and sinful thoughts. You create a creation through your mind and through your words. You create both types of creation. In this way, you carry out a double task. If you remain busy in this task the whole day, would you not be able to have a constant stage? The reason for not having a constant stage is that you do not know how to create or destroy. Because of a weakness in both these tasks, you are not able to have a constant stage. This is why you have to perform a double task. You can only perform a double task when you have to maintain your position. What is the double position? The present godly position is higher than the deity position. So, one is this position of your constantly being the godly children, Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. This is a corporeal position, and the other is the incorporeal position. We, the hero actors, are the most elevated of all the souls. We are the most elevated souls out of the souls of the entire world. The other position is of being a godly child, of being a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. If you have both these positions in your awareness, then your thoughts and actions would both become elevated. An elevated soul means that by considering yourself to be a hero soul, you will not act in a way that is contrary to being a perfect elevated soul. Together with this, by considering yourself to be a godly child, or a Brahma Kumar or Kumari, you will not interact in any way that is against the godly maryadas or the Brahmin maryadas. This is why, when you have both these positions in your awareness, the opposition from Maya will finish. This is why you must constantly have the double position in your awareness. Acha, what is the double goal? The double intoxication will be the double goal. One is the incorporeal goal. Constantly consider yourself to be the resident of the incorporeal world and stabilize yourself in the incorporeal stage. Even whilst being in the corporeal world, move along considering yourself to be incorporeal. This is known as the goal of being soul conscious. And secondly, you sometimes have to create the stage of being viceless in the mind. One is the incorporeal goal and the other is the corporeal goal. So, to repeat. So, to be incorporeal and to be viceless are the two goals. Throughout the day, you make effort to be a yogi and to be pure. Unless you become completely soul conscious, you cannot be viceless either. So there is a goal to be viceless and the goal to be incorporeal, which you can either call being an angel or having the karmatit stage. But you can only be an angel when you are not attracted by any impurity or any of the five elements. Only then can you be called an angel. You should not have the slightest impure thoughts in the mind. Only then will you be able to stabilize yourself in the stage of being an angel. So you must constantly have this double goal in your awareness too. You are Brahma Kumars, but you have to understand the code of conduct of a Brahma Kumar or the Brahmin clan and become the human beings who follow the highest code of conduct before you return home. Become such beings who follow the highest code of conduct that your every thought creates an impression on the atmosphere. You have such powerful knowledge in your intellect, but become knowledgeful before you go back. You have power, but you must become powerful before you go. Those who are full never fail. The sign of being full is to be flawless. They never fail, and they will never feel, that is, become sensitive about anything. They will not feel, and they will not fail. They will not have any flaws. This is the sign of being full. So you must become full before you go. This is why you have come to the Bhatti. So, what must you learn? You have learned many lessons. You have learned so many lessons. Now, learn them in a practical way before you go. You must make the lessons so firm that it becomes your practical activity. One is the lesson to learn in words, and the other is to teach. You are taught a lesson through words and you teach through your actions. So, your every activity should be a lesson. Just as you progress by learning a lesson, in the same way, your every act should teach others such a lesson that they continue to progress. You have to study and also teach. All of you have done the weekly course. Have you completed the weekly course fully, or have you just done the course? A course means to fill the self with force. If you did not fill yourself with any force, What course did you do? In order to become a powerful soul from a weak soul, you are given this course. If there is no force of the course, then is that a course? So now you have come to do a forceful course, have you not? You also have to become those who have a double tilak. Which is the double tilak? Do you check your tilak every day? At Amrit Vela, when you bathe in knowledge, do you apply the tilak? And what is the double attainment? The attainment of supersensuous happiness. Happiness and peace are merged in that. This is the inheritance of the confluence age. The attainment of the present time cannot be received at any other time. The double attainment is that of the Father and the inheritance. You cannot find the Father at any other time throughout the entire Kalpa, and you receive the inheritance from the Father at this time. You only receive that at this time of the Kalpa, never again. The attainment of this time, that is, supersensuous happiness and full knowledge, cannot be received at any other time. So, there is double attainment in two words, Father and the inheritance. Knowledge and also supersensuous happiness are included in that. Spiritual happiness is also included in that. Spiritual power is also included in that. So, this is the double attainment. Do you understand? You will be able to imbibe these pairs of things when you consider yourself to be combined. Baba and I both are combined. By considering yourself to be combined with the Father, it will be easy to imbibe these pairs of things. You have come to a patti, have you not? So, become the embodiment of the awareness of the pairs of things that you were told about very well in this patti before you return home. Do not return home just having heard about it. You have heard a great deal. To listen means to accept, and to move along according to it means to become the form. So, you are Jnani souls, but you must become the embodiment of Jnana before you return. You are yogi, but you must be accurate in yoga and be accurate in everything before you return. You are Tapasvi Kumars, but you must also become an embodiment of renunciation before you return. Without becoming the embodiment of renunciation, you cannot become the embodiment of tapasya. You are tapasvi, but together with that, you also need to become an embodiment of renunciation. You have tilak on yourself, have you not? You already have the tilak of the soul conscious stage, of your original stage. The other is the tilak of faith. The first is the tilak of the soul conscious stage, and the other is the tilak of being a jewel of victory. At every step, your every thought is filled with victory and success. This tilak of victory is the victory. So, you have the tilak of victory and of being the embodiment of victory. Constantly have this double tilak in your consciousness. To have this consciousness means to have this tilak all the time. So, you must never forget the double tilak either. By staying in the awareness, I am victorious, the different circumstances will not be able to make you fluctuate. Victory is already guaranteed. According to the present time, because your stage fluctuates, fluctuation is visible in your victory, that is, in your success. However, victory is already guaranteed in every task. Just as when, because of the season, something gets spoiled, it is not clearly visible on the television either, that is, there is interference. In the same way, because your stage fluctuates, you are not able to have a clear experience of success or victory. What is the reason for this? The fluctuation of your stage makes that which is clear, unclear. Because of the interference, that is, the confusion, you are not able to be clear and bright. This is why, when your stage doesn't fluctuate, your awareness will be clear. That is a clear season, and this is a clear awareness. If your awareness is clear, success will be visible in a clear form. If your awareness is not clear, or if you do not have full care on yourself, if you are not so careful, the result will not appear full, that is, complete. The more care you have for yourself, the more you remain clear, the more you will be able to have clear success in your own effort and in service, and it will be that much closer. Otherwise, it is neither clear nor close. On a television, a distant scene is clear and close. In the same way, when you have a constant stage, when you are careful and clear, success is closely and clearly visible. Do you understand? If either one is missing out of the two, you will not be able to experience success. Then you will be confused. Then the language of weakness will be, "What can I do now? How will this be possible?" You then use this language. Therefore, if you imbibe both these things before you return, you will become the embodiment of success. Success will come so close as a garland comes around the neck. So, success will also become a garland around your neck. Acha Om Shanti.